right, y'all, Merry Christmas. Yeah, you like my hat? It doesn't really, I need to pull down more so these ears more match up with mine. I couldn't figure out which way the ears are supposed to be flowing, like backwards or forwards, so I can't leave this on the whole time, but I'm getting warm. But anyway, Merry Christmas, y'all. It's one of the reasons I have this haircut, so I can self-regulate the temperature. You know, God never, I don't know why I get surprised by God, but I do still get surprised by him, and it's amazing that he would send Hannah's Haven here tonight to sing or to dance to a song about the name of Jesus, which is exactly what God had me preaching on tonight, because God wants us to kind of see it and hear it and see it again. And so it blesses me how cool the Lord is and how gracious he is to us. So thanks y'all for that. The name of Jesus is the best name of all. I love finding out where people get their names. You ever like that? You ever wonder, you know, ask people, how'd you get your name? Now, some people, their parents just said, well, I just like this name. It just sounded good or whatever. But sometimes there's like more intent behind it. Like my name, Marshall, is my mother's maiden name. So that's how I got my name. I have a daughter named Salter, and there's a P in front of the S because she's named after the book of the Psalms, because I had been studying the Psalms. So we named her Salter. And now there's a guy who plays football for the Chicago Bears. He used to play for Alabama. His name is Ha Ha Clinton Dix. Anybody heard of Ha Ha? And his name, his real name is Haseen. But everybody kept pronouncing it Hashan. So he said, I'm going to go by my grandma's nickname, Ha Ha. And that's what's on his jersey and everything. It's just fascinating to me how people get their names, because you can learn a lot about people from their names. And since we're not going to be together next Christmas, I thought we need to look at a Christmassy kind of passage tonight. We got to get our hearts ready for the celebration that's coming. So I'm going to read the passage to you, and then we're going to talk just a little bit about the names in it. This is from Matthew chapter 1, verse 18. It's going to be on the screen if you want to follow along. This is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph, but before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary home as your wife, because what's conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you will give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. And all this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. And when Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord commanded him and took Mary home as his wife. But he did not consummate their marriage until she gave birth to a son, and he gave him the name Jesus. Now, there's all sorts of unusual things that happen when you consider the birth of Jesus. Angels are showing up, speaking to people. A virgin is able to conceive and have a child. The king of the universe is born to a family who is not famous or wealthy or powerful. He comes to ordinary people. The angels speak to shepherds, who are the least likely people to get the good news first. There's all sorts of unusual things happening in the Christmas story. But as I was reading Matthew this evening, what stood out to me was the names of Jesus. First of all, just the name Jesus itself. That's the Greek form of the Hebrew word Joshua. And Joshua means the Lord saves. Jesus' purpose for his life was spoken over him in his name from the beginning. His name is going to be Jesus. It's going to be Joshua, which means the Lord saves, because Jesus is going to save his people from their sins. God sent Jesus to save us from our sins. And maybe that passage or that name Jesus is so familiar to you, it just rolls right past you. I mean, people use Jesus' name all the time for all sorts of things. But what it means is that God is going to save us. This baby that's going to be born is going to save the whole world. It's going to save all who trust in him and trust in that name from their sins. Now, can you imagine one that is good enough to save everybody? One that is worthy enough that their life is so valuable that it could be exchanged for everyone in the world? I don't know if you've ever seen a movie or a TV show about a kidnapper. And they take a person and they hold them for ransom. You ever seen a show or a movie like that? And they say, you give me $10,000 by tomorrow morning, you'll never see your loved one again, right? And I think the classic one for me is a movie called Taken. I don't know if any of y'all seen Taken with Liam Neeson. And it's got one of the all-time best lines when his daughter has been taken by kidnappers, right? And then he's talking on the phone to the bad guys. And he says, I don't know who you are. I don't know what you want. If you're looking for a ransom, I can tell you I don't have money. But what I do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills I've acquired over a long career. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you. If you let my daughter go now, that'll be the end of it. I will not look for you. I will not pursue you. But if you don't, I will look for you. I will find you. And I will kill you. I mean, I'd be like, I'll drop her off at the corner, sir. That's fine. I'm done. Because he said, I don't have money to pay this ransom that you're wanting. You're barking up the wrong tree if you think I got a lot of money to pay. But what I do have is I will come and get her. And I will bring her back. That word ransom, right? Well, I don't know if you know this, but when we ignore God's commands, when we sin, we become a prisoner of the enemy. We become a prisoner of Satan, and now we are being held for ransom. We are being held, and the price to get you back, to get you and me out of prison to sin, is life. It's not a dollar amount. It's not a boat. It's not a plane to the next country over. It's a life. It's a life for a life. The enemy says, God, if you want your child back, you got to give me something. You got to give me a life. What life will be worth the swap for us? Only the life of God's own son. Only the life that was perfect. Only the life that was God. And Jesus had a very particular set of skills. And you know what? He came not to hunt down the killer, but to hunt you and me down and bring us back. He came in search for us, and he's going to find us, and he wants to bring us back. And the only way he could get us back was to give his life. That's why his name is Jesus, because he's going to save us. The name of Jesus, the name of that baby, is powerful because he's going to give his life. Jesus said in Matthew 20:28, I didn't come to be served, but to serve and to give my life as a ransom for many. The name of Jesus. And maybe you come here week after week after week and you hear the name of Jesus and you know the story of Jesus and you've heard about the cross and the death and the resurrection, but you've never received the gift. A lot of times we associate Christmas with gifts. It's not about gifts, except the gift of Christ coming. And maybe tonight you say, I need to receive that gift. The gift of forgiveness. Nothing you can do to earn it, nothing you can do to deserve it. It's just a free gift through Christ. He doesn't care where you've been, what you've done, who you are. He says, the door is open. Come on. Receive the gift of forgiveness. And you can receive it right now. Only by believing in what? The name of Jesus. The second name for Jesus is found in Matthew 1:22 in our passage. He says, the virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel. And Emmanuel means God with us. Anybody heard the Christmas song, O come, Emmanuel? We're asking for God to come. Please come and be with us. And actually, it's interesting. The first line of that is, and ransom captive Israel. It talks about ransoming the captives. But we're talking about him being Emmanuel, God with us. And that should blow our mind. When Joseph and Mary hold Jesus in their arms, they are holding God with us. I wonder if they could even conceive that. I wonder if they could even wrap their heads around the miracle of holding God in their arms. And that baby who came to be God with us needed to have his diaper changed and needed to be fed and needed to be burped, and he grew up to be a little boy, and then he grew up to be a man, and he walked the earth with real men and real women, and he loved them and he healed them and he blessed them. He was a person. He walked among us. God with us. That's why Jesus can save you and me, because he has come and he knows what it is to be human. He knows our weakness, but he never gave in. And so he's the perfect Savior. He is God with us. And see, the good news of the gospel says we need Jesus to both be the Lord who saves Joshua, and we need him to be Emmanuel, God with us. We need his forgiveness, and we need his presence. And the amazing news of the gospel, it says, when you and I believe in the name of Jesus for forgiveness of sins, he gives us not just forgiveness, but he gives us his life. He says, I will come and I will send the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit will be with you, be with you forever. He will lead you, guide you, comfort you. He will be with you. I will be God with you now, and I will be God with you forever. Now, I know tonight there are worried people in this room. You know how I know that? Because I am a worried people. Now, I might be the only one here that has any worries, but I've got things that I think about that really threaten to overwhelm me. You might not think that. You might think I have it all together, but I'm just telling you, I've got fears. I've got worries. I've got things that keep me up at night and wake me up in the morning before I'm ready to get up. And maybe I'm the only one here. But I praise God tonight that I know Jesus Christ, who is God with me. He is Emmanuel. When I wake up in the dark of night and I don't know what to do, Christ is with me. And he doesn't despise my fear, and he doesn't despise my weakness, and he doesn't tell me to get it together. He says, I'm with you, and I will strengthen you. And he doesn't always fix what I'm worried about, but he says, I'm with you. I give you myself. And in some ways, I think God is sometimes more concerned about us getting that through our heads, that he is with us, than he is about fixing the situation. And sometimes I think he wants to use the situation to reveal that he is indeed with us. If you know Jesus, he lives in you, and he will strengthen you and help you with whatever life is throwing at you and with whatever you have done to throw yourself at life. He is with you. The name of Jesus. Speak the name, that song says. Speak the name above every other name. And I want to tell you one other thing tonight about names. We need to speak the name of Jesus in faith. But I would guess that tonight there are some men and women in this room who have had names spoken over you. There have been names spoken over you that said you're not good enough. You're a liar. You don't amount to anything. I don't love you. You take on these names of unloved and ashamed and unwanted, because I have some of those names spoken over me, and they run through my head sometimes. And I want to say that in the book of Hebrews, it's talking about Jesus, and I love this verse. Hebrews 12:24 says that Jesus has the blood that speaks a better word. Because of what Christ has done, God speaks a better name over you. He speaks the name of chosen and beloved and child and forgiven and holy and goodness and blessing. God can speak that over you because of Jesus who came to save. And I don't know who needs to hear that tonight. Maybe I just need to hear it. But he speaks a better name and a better word over your life than all the negative ones that have spoken over you and all the negative ones that you speak over yourself, because I do it too. I'm just dumb. I'm never going to get it. I just don't measure up. And Jesus says, no, don't talk about yourself that way, because that's not how I talk about you. I give you a better name, and I give you the name Child of God. And God says, don't talk about my children like that. So as you go about your life the next few days and you see lights around town and you hear songs that are pointing to Christmas and you see signs of the season, let that point you to, we're celebrating Jesus Christ here. We're not celebrating family. We're not celebrating Target. We're not celebrating presents. We're not celebrating trees. We're celebrating Jesus Christ. We're celebrating the name of Jesus, which means the Lord saves, and Jesus, who is Emmanuel, God with us. And may he warm our hearts and encourage us and help us to love one another because of that good news of the gospel for all who believe. Amen? Amen. Let's pray. God, we want to thank you that tonight we have a meal, this gift. It's a free gift, just like your grace. So as we eat, we pray you would strengthen us physically. We also pray you'd strengthen us spiritually. I pray you'd help us to believe the better names that you speak over us, and you help us to believe in the name of Jesus. We pray you bless the Bible study. As they look at the word tonight, it would be an encouragement to them. And we pray, God, for all who feel lonely, all who feel forgotten, all who wonder, do they matter? I pray you would speak into their heart tonight. You are loved. You are loved. Bless our time around the table. Make us kind to one another. Help us to be a good community that loves each other well. We thank you for all the good gifts you've given us, and we praise you in Jesus' name.